The Visitor Information Centre is being relocated.
Yes, we've got the Visitor Information Centre in the Maribyrnong Railway Station as part of our activation project, and we're launching that today, officially opening it today. It's sort of adding also to a co-working space that we have also set up in the train station. So it's just going to create a much busier, more interesting space for people to come and visit. So again, over Easter, if people are looking for something to do, go down and visit the railway station and visit our Visitor Information Centre.
Yeah. Now, not only Easter, of course, which we're talking about, but school holidays as well. And the Maribyrnong Regional Library has launched their school holiday program.
Yeah, as you know, the Maribyrnong Regional Library always put on a great program. And this year, school holidays, they've got puppet making craft workshop. And a ventriloquist is also visiting. So I won't read out all the times and dates, but if people go online or give a call to the Maribyrnong Regional Library, they can get the times and dates. And it, of course, because of COVID, families will need to book into those sessions.
Ventriloquists are fantastic, I reckon. They really are.
I've got a new favourite.
I would find them a bit scary, actually.
Oh, dear. Yeah, and the ones that are really good are the ones that you can't see their lips move, because there's a few you watch and you go, hang on a minute.
Gottle of gear.
I mentioned, too, that the Central Goldfields Art Gallery are also holding some programs as well. So they've got a weaving program with Auntie Marilyn Nicholas, and she'll be teaching kids how to weave baskets. So that would be a fun thing for people to join in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In our Hidden History segment that we do each week as well, we have in the past talked about the Princes Park Grandstand, because it's just such a beautiful piece of old architecture, and there's a cultural management plan underway for it.
Yeah, so the Princes Park Grandstand was built in 1895, and it's the only one of its kind left standing. So it was modelled on the one in South Melbourne, which actually was destroyed by fire, and also the grandstand at Victoria Park, which has been demolished. So this one now is the only one left. And we're developing a plan so that we can look after and protect it. So the first thing we're doing is we've been gathering lots of information, and I'd like to thank the Midlands Historical Society, because they've provided lots of photos and the history of the stands. But we're asking the community members to come along tomorrow at 3:30 to 6 and share their memories and stories as well, and any photographs they might have. So a really nice way for people to get together and talk about the history of the grandstand and share that with us, so that we can put together a plan, as I said, to protect it into the future.
Terrific. All right, Lucy, listen, have a great Easter yourself. Enjoy our beautiful part of the world, and look forward to chatting to you next week.
I will. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.